John Janishin is the owner and lead guide at Alaska Wild River Fishing, which operates out of Dillingham. Janishin has guided group trips on the rivers surrounding the bay for 7 years. He says this summer, the schedule has been packed.
Yeah, so we are fully booked up for the season. We have to turn away over a dozen people for this year and rebook some for next year.
But lots of fishermen doesn't mean lots of fish. When Janishin led his first trip of the season in mid-July, he was surprised.
Fishing last week was as slow as I've ever seen it on the refuge. And if we had operated the week prior, we would really have nothing to deal with besides resident species. So the fishing was tough from, you know, pretty much anyone's perspective.
Janishin thinks the high water contributed to slower fishing, which seems unusual for this time of year.
Really, the rivers are acting like they do in the middle of June. It feels like an earlier season fishery than the middle of July. We don't have the same numbers of salmon and dolly-varden and char that are generally in the system.
Lee Borden, Bristol Bay's sport fish biologist, says water levels have been high around the bay, which poses a unique challenge for anglers.
High water sometimes can affect angler success in two ways. It can change the behavior of the fish in that they'll take refuge in different parts of the river than you would normally expect to find them, so it makes them a little harder to find when the water is really high. And it can also affect the way that you fish them. So the way you present the gear to the fish gets altered because you're pushed up into the weeds.
Borden also says the low king runs in the past few years are a concern. Out on the water, Janishin has seen fewer kings this season.
We experienced very low numbers of kings last week, not even really targetable numbers in the river system. So we are experiencing that, but generally, you look at the previous runs, and that will indicate what they'll be like in 3 to 5 years. So it was a little bit surprising to me.
In addition to high waters and low king counts, Janishin experienced yet another surprise. His group caught a silver on the fly, which is a little early in the summer. Janishin will take his second group of the season to fish on the Togiak River in the National Wildlife Refuge, about 80 miles west of Dillingham. Other trips on the books this summer will explore the Good News and Canatok Rivers. In Dillingham, I'm Stephanie Maltrich.